Praise the Lord, everybody. We bring you greetings from Family Hope Ministries. Galatians 5:1, the overseer Arnold us a cup of love capers reminds you to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And also Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This is your homegirl, your doctor, your priest, Dr. Lisa, here to make your spirit feel good like it should. This is Family Hope News Minute. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to talk about the things that are happening around the globe today. First of all, it's 78 degrees Fahrenheit outside, and you don't really need an umbrella at this time because there's going to be no torrential rains today. But on the other side of the world, there's been a lot of flooding going on in New Orleans, a lot of fires in California that are burning houses and things to the ground. We have to keep them in much prayer. We have devastation going on in Haiti. We have to keep them in much prayer. They've had earthquakes and such. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And then we have things going on with the Taliban in Afghanistan. We have to pray for those people that they will be safe and that the Lord will send millions of angels over there to rescue his people in the mighty name of Jesus. We know these things are very important for us to know, things that are happening in our world, in and around our world. There's a lot of sicknesses going on in the hospital with the COVID-19. A lot of children are showing up in the hospital beds. A lot of hospitals such as Florida and California are full to capacity because of the Delta surge with the variant from this pandemic, which is the COVID-19. Yes, and so we all have to be vigilant and understanding that these things must happen because it's a biblical thing also. This is the book of Revelation, everybody, that we are living in at such a time as this, when there are diseases throughout the land, where there are wars and rumors of wars. This is the word of God coming to fruition at the forefront, that Afghanistan is talking about being allied up with certain other countries to rule Afghanistan. We have to keep them in prayer. We have to think about the fact that we have to be prayerful. This is a moment and a time of prayer that is needed throughout the world. In every single country, it is time for us to pray. I'm bringing you the news today because in the natural, we need to be made aware of what is going on in our world. We can't be so spiritually minded that we're not naturally minded as to what is going on around us. It's very important for you to know. Our president has gone to see the devastation in Louisiana and in different various states where the states have flooded out. I mean, so high as 8 foot tall to capacity. Some of it was caused the devastation from the tornadoes and the hurricanes and such. This is the worst that they have seen natural disasters in a long time. Even in the state of New Jersey, they have had loss of 27 in life. Oh my goodness. And then, you know, we've lost a lot of people in the Afghanistan exit from the U.S. troops withdrawing over there. We lost a lot of lives, and we want to pray for the families that lost their soldiers and different people trying to rescue people to get up out of there. And we're hoping and praying that the Lord will put a plan together to get the rest of the people that need to be rescued out of Afghanistan to get them out of there. We need to be praying for the people in the California fires. Some of their houses have burnt to the very ground and they have to start all over again. So I understand that in some of the states, some of the houses exploded, you know, literally exploded. We have to be grateful, those of us who did not encounter these things, but whatever we could do to be of service or to be of help, if you're in a position to go and help the rescue teams to help out these people that have encountered all of these devastations, I encourage you to do so, whether you are parishioners, your church people, your business people, whether you lend your time or your time and your money, make sure you realize that a lot of people are very devastated from what has took place. You know, some of the shelters were even overwhelmed with water from what I'm hearing and seeing on the news. And so when I'm bringing you the news, I'm going on what I'm hearing and what, you know, what the facts, what the factuals are. And the analytics is that it's touched so many spots all over the world, up close and personal, with these personal disasters. Amen. So I want you to be aware, and I want you to be privy to the news, whether you hear it on the regular news or you hear it on Family Hope News when we do our radio podcast. Amen. On our radio station, Anchor FM. We thank God for our anchor team. We thank God that they've given us this platform in which to worship. Also, this platform in which to minister to you in many different ways, many facets of life. We need to be touching it and be poignant on it and understand that these things are necessary to have in order to, you know, be privy to information that we would ordinarily not be privy to. Amen. Also, we want to bring you another part of news, which is called fashion news. A lot of new clothing lines are coming out now, and a lot of them are very savvy and sharp. And so, you know, you want to go out to your stores and get your clearance sales now and get your kids' children's clothes or uniforms ready for school or get them ready for church. There's a lot of sales going on at Foreman Mills and different things like that and Burlington Coat Factories. We want to bring you all kind of news so you're understanding what's going on in your world. Half of the world has dealt with a lot of heat and a lot of overwhelming heat numbers have been going up to almost 120 in some parts of the world. And then, you know, we already know India, Africa, those are already very hot spots. But within the states is what I'm talking about. Within the states, the United States, some of the temperatures have been going up. But now we have reached the first day or second day of fall. So now the temperatures are beginning to drop a little bit lower. Amen. So we have to dress accordingly. And in some of the states are still remaining quite warm. So make sure you stay hydrated. Make sure you check on your neighbors. Make sure you check on your parents and your grandparents first now. And then check on your neighbors, your children, your nieces, and everybody in between. And make sure they're good. No matter what their weather's like, make sure you check up on one another like never before. I'm sure this pandemic has taught us all a whole lot, and have all of us have had a come to Jesus moment about how family and friends is very important, more so than ever before. We've lost a lot of life over this last year, 3 million strong worldwide. Amen. And we want to remember that. We want to remember how blessed and highly favored we are to still be among the living. We must pray for those who have lost life around the world due to the COVID-19. Yes, I just went and got vaccinated. I sure did. I encourage you that if you think that your immune system can take it, to go get vaccinated. First, consult with the chief physician, which is Jesus, and then go consult with your natural physician and see what vaccination that they are recommending that you get. I personally went and got the Pfizer vaccination, my dad and I, and I encourage everybody that feel you well enough to go get vaccinated. Amen. The longer that we put it off, the longer that we put ourselves in a natural presentation of being in danger of catching that Delta variant that is supposed to be worse than the actual COVID-19 itself. You know what I mean? So therefore, you know, make sure you go and get your vaccination if your doctor says that it's safe. Okay. I don't encourage you to get the Johnson & Johnson one. I encourage you to get the Pfizer, the Moderna, or anything else but that. Okay. I understand that was taken off the market or is being presently taken off because it's supposed to cause blood clots, death, etc., etc. Okay. Also, I want you to know that it's important, with this being a stormy season as it has been, a natural disaster season, that you stock up on your canned goods and your bottled waters and things of that nature. All of this is important. You're saved, sanctified, filled with His Holy Spirit, but the Lord wants us to be wise also, and He wants us to do things to keep ourselves safe. He desires that the Word of God tells us for us to all be what? In perfect peace, with our mind stayed on Thee. Amen. Yes. And as I bring you this news, I just want you to remember to stay focused, wear your mask when you go out. If they require the mask, please put it on. Don't go nowhere without your mask on your person, at least. Have it ready, because some people are walking around without the mask, and because they're not really using a lot of wisdom, and they don't mean no harm, they tired of the mask. But some of them could be carrying the COVID-19 and not even realize it. You don't want to make yourself susceptible to that. Also, you want to be a blessing to your family members. If they've not been vaccinated yet, you want to cover up. If people that you just friends with haven't been vaccinated, you want them to cover up, you cover up, to give yourself that extra protection. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you guys protect your babies and your kids, you know, because this Delta surge is real serious, and the variant is hospitalizing a lot of the children now. So we have to be very careful with the babies and the grandbabies. Make sure that you have your children, if they are able and the physician says that it is safe, get them a vaccination. If it is safe, it is. If it is not safe, don't do it. I don't encourage you to do anything that is unsafe for you. If your autoimmune system is highly susceptible to being sick from getting the vaccination, well, then quite naturally, you would not do that, especially if your physician does not urge you to do so. But if you're your immune system has not been compromised and you can get it safely, then you go ahead and get that thing. I have a lot of challenges medically from a natural standpoint, though I'm believing God for my healing and my deliverance. You know, I still went and got that vaccination to give me that little extra protection, okay? So, you know, this has been the news by Family Hope Ministries and your homegirl, your preacher DJ from Anchor FM Radio, Lisa, Dr. Lisa, here to make your spirit feel good, be informed and encouraged like it should. You already know. So next time, tune in. We're going to try to have the news for you, whether it's fashion, weather, political, or whatever. We're going to try to have news for you ready at least once a week. Amen. May the Lord God bless you real good. You've been with Family Hope Ministries, and have a most blessed day. Bye-bye.